Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 16th day of September 2010. We've got Christopher Monckton, the third Viscount of Brenchley and Monckton. He'll be joining us coming up in the second hour today. Then in the last 30 minutes of the third hour, we have Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, very well respected, of course, written for some of the biggest newspapers and magazines in the country. And he has a lot of credibility with us. Pretty shocking information he's got out today. Blackwater XE cells conducting false flag terror attacks in Pakistan. So we'll try to learn more from him on this amazing information he's put out when he joins us coming up later today. There's an article that Kurt Nimmo posted up at Infowars.com that really clarified a lot of things for me today. It deals with Greenpeace and a ad that they put out a few years ago where they show this young child, probably 8, 9 years old, threateningly looking at the camera, and he's dressed up kind of like a Sith Lord or something from Star Wars. And the way they put makeup on him, the way they shot it, he's meant to be very ominous and look like an adult. And, of course, this is the psychological image that a lot of young males especially aspire to, is to be big, tough guys. And the message is you're either with us or you're against us. Our parents are basically terrorists if they don't go along with the global carbon taxes, and a revolution is here, and we're coming for you. Now, since then, we've seen Al Gore last year tell high schools and middle schools in different speeches, tell your parents what to do, boss them around. They're not as smart as you. They don't understand how serious man-made global warming is. Basically, you've got to give in to our total tyranny or the Earth's going to die. And this is such fundamental bedrock super tyranny. I mean, when you've got the government and its spokesman out there telling children to boss their parents around, it doesn't get much worse than that. And since then, we've seen countless news articles and statements by the environmental leaders and the big central banks that are pushing the carbon tax, where they say over and over again that, well, the public's too dumb to accept the carbon taxes, so we've got to do this in an authoritarian way for their own good. And we need to start arresting people that criticize man-made global warming, or anybody that questions us should be arrested. These are outrageous tyrants, and it has nothing to do with the environment or the planet or the Earth. And so I do want to go over that today. Paul Watson is going to be publishing in the next hour and a half a detailed report that I worked on with him this morning, going over the different facets of this. But I will get into what's going to be in the article coming up at the bottom of this hour before it's published, because I want to try to simply and succinctly connect all the dots between the government and the media literally trying to take your children away from you and turn them into Maoist youth brigades to be used against the population, and statements by Bill Gates that we need to, you know, kill one granny so we can hire 10 teachers. That's another divide and conquer. It's the children against the parents. It's the young against the old. And it's this artificial scarcity paradigm of, if you're going to get ahead, you're going to have to bomb and kill some Iraqis, or you're going to have to kill an old lady. Or if we're going to save the Earth, you're going to have to whip your parents into line. Very, very dangerous. And because we've exposed these criminals as the fraudsters they are, they're going into high gear right now to start censoring the web, cracking down on free speech. And I've got a whole separate file here today on attacks on free speech. We're going to cover that first after we get into the economy. Stay with us.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, my friends, thank you for joining us on this Thursday edition. Lord Christopher Monckton joining us in the next hour. Then we got Wayne Madsen coming on with the incredible report he's put out. Blackwater XC cells conducting false flag attacks inside Pakistan. He says he's got first-hand account from an insider, and so we'll question him about these claims. He has a lot of credibility with us here over the years tracking his reporting, but this is really bombshell if it is the case. Of course, British special forces were caught in 2006. This was actually in the London Guardian and BBC, dressed up as Arabs, running around attacking Iraqi police and others. And there's been many other cases of where we've caught Western intelligence agencies staging events. But the question is, are contractors doing this? And, of course, if you have a $2 trillion roughly overall defense budget, $1.1 trillion on budget, hundreds and hundreds of billions in secret intelligence, $800 billion on average in supplemental funding. It's actually over $2 trillion, but roughly around $2 trillion to be conservative. Do you think they'll spend a few billion to actually stage events to be able to keep that war going and take over the opium and oil and to have the no-bid weapons contracts? Spend a few billion for a few trillion? You think they'd do that? You think antivirus computer companies are putting out some of the viruses? You think the mafia buys insurance on buildings they own and then burns the building down? You think the, well, it's kind of like asking yourself, does a duck quack? But we're going to be discussing that coming up today. But here's some financial news, and I'm going to get into massive attacks on the First Amendment. And when I get up here on the show and I say, this is what I saw today without even looking, the point is when I have four articles about massive attacks against free speech in the United States, I'm not even looking for attacks on free speech. And they're just everywhere, every day. It's amazing. Tea parties are being denied permits to demonstrate because they're, quote, hate groups in the United States. Well, you don't need a permit to demonstrate, but you go ahead and submit to that. Then they start denying the permit, kind of like, oh, New York 50-something years ago. Oh, you got to have a permit to own a gun. Then they just stop issuing the permits. A permit or a license is an authorization to do something that would be illegal. That's just one of the pieces that I have here. Four articles today with bona fide, hardcore attacks on free speech against liberals, conservatives, you name it. It's the full spectrum. This whole Homeland Security system is for we the people, not the CIA-funded boogeymen in caves in Central Asia 10,000 miles away. So that is coming up as well. But let me go ahead now and get into some of the news dealing with the economy. Foreclosures rise, repossessions set record. That's CNBC. U.S. foreclosure activity rose in August from the previous month, and banks and lenders took ownership from homeowners at a record pace, according to a new report released today. Bank repossessions, often the final step in the foreclosure process after a home fails to sell at auction, increased about 3% from the month before to 95,364. Again, 95,364, a record high. At the same time, the number of properties that received default notices, the first step in the foreclosure process, decreased by 1% from a month ago and fell 30% from a year ago. So that's a good sign, kind of a silver lining. A sign that lenders are focusing on their backlog of foreclosure inventory before tackling new distressed loans, according to foreclosure listing website Reality Track, which released the report. So you'd think that was a silver lining, but in a way it isn't. They're just grabbing so many homes, they can't even digest all of them, and the courts can't even process all of it. And that's why I really support the lawyers and private citizens that have researched home loan laws. It's illegal that these big lenders will take a loan and sell it over and over again and never transfer the deed properly, never file it. It's illegal that they routinely take the escrow and then continue to charge you for it, even though you've already paid for it. That even happened to yours truly 10 years ago with the first home I bought, and I had to threaten to sue them to make the company stop, and it wasn't even the bank that I'd originally gotten my loan from, my mortgage. It had been sold, I think, four times. At that time, it was then sold some more. So you're always having a new place to send your mortgage payment. And they do a lot of other things that are technically illegal and that violate your rights. And the good news is tens of thousands of Americans conservatively are now fighting these out of control foreclosures in court. And so that is slowing down the system, being able to grab all of these homes. Now, I'm all for paying back debts that are truly owed, but these central banks sold these loans to people they knew couldn't pay them. That was part of their plan. That's come out in the McClatchy newspaper reports, where they got the Goldman Sachs internal memos and other major banks' memos, how they planned this. And these companies are creating these loans out of fiat derivative packages that they're selling. And so it's all based in fraud. And they're not coming in trying to make deals with most people to lower their payment or to be fair or to help them. They just want to repossess them. And that's causing a chain reaction in the economy that further destroys the economy. So I'm glad people are standing up for their rights on that important front. Continuing. Shocking CNBC headline, home price double dip begins. This is from Tyler Durgan at Zero Hedge. It goes on to say, Diana Olick, by far the best reporter at CNBC, and not merely an anchor, regulator of propaganda bullet points let one slip today by posting an article on CNBC titled Home Price Double Dip Begins. And we have a screenshot in case CNBC realizes the grave error it has made and retracts it. While nothing new at Zero Hedge Readers, where we have been making the case for the economy, has nothing to double dip to, it's already plunged, considering it has been in one depression for 33 months now, it may catch the broader public by surprise. Ms. Olick's arguments, given the combination of the expiration of the home buyer tax credit and the increasing number of loans moving into final foreclosure, we knew that home prices overall would take a hit, but it would take a while. Well, we're here now, and there you have it. There is little that can be done to add when dealing with the simple truth. Of course, for CNBC to regain its floundering Nielsen ratings, it would take all the daily staff to follow in Mrs. Olick's example to report what is actually happening in the country instead of what Joe LaVogna believes should be happening based on the gold seeked output his economic model is spewing forth. Alas, it now is far too late for the cable station to regain the much-needed credibility, especially when anchors tell guests who dare to question the propaganda assumptions that they disagree with that they are not welcome. We're in a depression, ladies and gentlemen, and the solutions the central banks are bringing us are only going to make things worse. Alan Greenspan's out in the news today saying, look, we got to raise taxes to fix the economy. Every other economist worth their salt knows you raise taxes in a deep recession or depression, it will further stall the engine. If you've got an engine already stalling from not having enough fuel going into the fuel injectors and you take your foot off the gas, what's going to happen? The engine is going to stall. And the bailout money never gets to the people. It goes right to the central banks to go out and purchase more assets, to buy off more companies, to consolidate their power. And so their answer is raise the taxes, which will actually reduce receipts coming into the government overall because it'll stall the economy, and just give that money to the banks so that when the economy continues to shut down, nobody has money but them, so they can come in and give you offers that you can't refuse. Continuing, globalist Soros declares gold is the ultimate bubble again. Meanwhile, a French news agency reports, as we speak, gold hits another record high at $1,278 an ounce, so it's reaching all new highs all this week. There was a lot of profit taking yesterday, and gold dropped a bit, but then surged right back up above its previous record. Here's a Bloomberg headline. Gold rises to record on increased demand for wealth protection. Gold rose to record in New York and London as investors sought protection against turmoil in the global economy and financial markets. Silver rose to the highest price since March 2008. Bullion futures climbed as high as $1,279.50 an ounce. The dollar fell to a five-week low against the euro today. The metal usually moves inversely to the U.S. currency. Gold holdings of gold by exchange trade products rose 16% this year, and this month reached a record, Bloomberg data shows. And what did Bloomberg report on 2 weeks ago? That the majority, the largest group of gold future investments are basically set at $1,500 an ounce. So the futures trading going on in gold, the largest group of those is betting. That's kind of like saying Vegas is putting out these odds. Well, the mercantile system in Chicago, the stock exchange in New York, the most popular bet by the big boys is $1,500 an ounce gold by December. In fact, will you guys pull up that headline? It's $1,500 gold by December, Bloomberg. And then it goes into those numbers so people watching at prisonplanet.tv can actually see that for themselves. When we come back, more Democrats break with Obama on tax cuts. And, of course, that then dovetails with taxes must rise to fight budget deficit, Greenspan says. And then there's that Bloomberg headline. Gold to reach 1500 as haven status restored, Nichols says. That's actually another article from February from Bloomberg, 6 months ago or so. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Remember when Alex told you to spell freedom, F-O-O-D? Well, it was true. Food prices are going up even for eFoods Direct. This will require the first price increase in 3 years. Legislation is in process to outlaw growing and sharing of food. Millions of families are being forced to depend on the government to feed them. Food prices are going up for Americans because other countries are buying our food. The most important thing Americans can do for freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of food. Because of your huge response to this buy three get one free special, it will be continued for 7 more days until September 27th. The new price increase will take effect September 28th. eFoods Direct is helping fight for your freedom, spelled F-O-O-D, every way they can. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
You take a mortal man,
you put him in control,
and put him in control.
Watch them become a god.
Watch him become a god.
Watch the heads roll.
Watch people's heads roll.
And that's what happens every time in history that you get megalomaniacs in power. They think they're God, and they create a hell on earth. This is the nature of tyranny that we are fighting, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday edition. We're about 35 minutes out from Lord Christopher Monckton joining us. The global warming fraud has imploded, but the taxes that they were selling as the solution are continuing forward. We'll break all this down with Lord Christopher Monckton coming up. Let me go ahead and start getting into free speech issues before I get more into the economy and the latest eugenics developments. Here is a headline today from Paul Joseph Watson, and it links to ABC Good Morning America, where these comments were made. Justice Breyer suggests globalization trumps First Amendment. And he went on to say, you've got free speech, but if you try to burn a Koran, that's, or destroy a Koran for that matter, or a Bible, you can go read the quotes and watch the video. We've got it linked there on the site. That if you do that, that's like yelling fire in a theater. No, going in a theater and yelling fire. And people nowadays go, why is fire in a theater a danger? When do you ever hear that? Well, in the old days, the cellulose that they used on the reels was extremely flammable. And that's why if you're ever in an old theater and can get a tour of a 60, 70, 80, 90-year-old theater, the projector rooms are armored with concrete, big metal doors. Because they would explode, and then all the other film would explode, and theaters would burn down. And they had just hundreds of cases in Italy, the United States, Europe, of these things catching on fire and killing people. And because the projectors back towards the exits, sometimes blocking the exits. So that's where the older Supreme Court rulings came from, that you've got free speech, but you can't yell fire in a theater. That'd be like if you ran into a sports stadium and got on the bullhorn and said, there's a bomb, and people start trampling each other, that is not free speech. That is lying in a public place to create panic. So to have the Supreme Court justice saying, yeah, we might rule that you can't, you know, burn an American flag, burn a Koran, burn a Bible, anything that makes a group angry. This is how Europe has passed anti-free speech laws, saying, well, if you hurt somebody's feelings, that could create division. No, it's the fault of Christians who don't want free speech and say that you can't burn a Bible. I don't like burning a Bible, but that's free speech. I have free speech to say it. It's disrespectful, sacrilegious, and insulting and stupid. If Christians get mad about that, it's their fault, though we're not really seeing that. If Muslims get angry and riot because somebody publishes a cartoon of Muhammad with his turban as a bomb, that's their problem being intolerant against free speech in this country or free speech in Europe. They've now phased out in the name of that. That's the issue. It's people doing violent things or threatening people over someone else's speech. That is not acceptable. That's a violation of the First Amendment. It's just like if somebody gets up on the radio and says, kill Muslims or kill Jews or kill blacks or kill whites. That goes over the line. Remember those Black Panthers saying, kill whites, kill their babies? That's not free speech. If you go out in public and say, we need to kill white people, we need to kill black people, that is a call to action for violence. Okay, that is racketeering. That is intimidation. That is a call for a criminal act. That is criminal organizing. And inside these politically correct systems, though, they're always going to let the Muslims or black groups or others call for violence because they're busy playing groups off against each other. That's why the feds allowed Hal Turner for a decade to call for violence, because he was an FBI operative trying to stir up violence to then demonize any type of conservative groups. And that's now confirmed. So very dangerous to have Justice Breyer saying that, well, we're in a globalized world, that's the quote, and that it trumps the First Amendment. No. Slicing up or burning a Bible or a Koran, as long as it's done on your own property or not done during a burn ban, you know, where it could burn down the forest or whatever, then you have that First Amendment. And it's not trumped by the fact that some people who are intolerant may go crazy over it. So that's one of the articles that was on ABC Good Morning America yesterday. When we come back, Bill O'Reilly says, don't let 9/11 truthers within 10 miles of Ground Zero. We've also got government bans Tea Party from celebrating U.S. Constitution. You can't make this stuff up. It's all coming up after this quick break. On the other side, InfoWars.com is the website.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, well, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, I want to continue with the attacks on free speech in this nation. We have Justice Breyer saying that, well, burning a Koran, we may rule that that's fire in a theater and that you don't have that right. And then next, it's anything else that might upset somebody. And we've got all these czars in the White House calling for censorship. We've got Cass Sunstein calling for it. It's just everywhere. Now, here's another one. And again, we have the video linked in this article if you want to go watch it. O'Reilly says 9/11 truth activists are dangerous radicals. And then he names several people. Cindy Sheehan has now gone public completely for 9/11 truth. She's always said she questions the official story. Now she's saying clearly it's an inside job. And Bill O'Reilly is at it again. This is a Kurt Nemo story. Remember when he called for squashing the First Amendment rights of Americans opposed to the illegal invasion of Iraq? He said, and it's our duty as loyal Americans to shut up. And it is our duty as loyal Americans to shut up once the fighting begins. He said that back March 3rd, 2003. Right around the same time that all those different Hollywood people And people like Britney Spears were saying, I just think we should shut up and do whatever our president says. Never question. That's what it is to be patriotic. You do what your government says. Of course, that's the opposite of what the founders said, the opposite of what common sense is. Facts soon revealed that the neocons had bamboozled the nation into invading Iraq under false pretenses, but we didn't get a retraction from Bill. Now O'Reilly is criticizing 9/11 truth activists as dangerous radicals. And he went on to demonize the 9/11 mosque, the Ground Zero mosque, that's two blocks away, that's being financed by one of the main owners, the second largest owner of News Corp, that is CIA funded, that's Newark Observer, that is funded by the Carnegie, Rockefeller, and Ford Foundations. You can go to the Mosque Foundation website and read right there who's funding it. They've made it all public. And so it's the establishment funding this, and then they come out and say, 9/11 truth, they're the ones, they're involved. I mean, no connection to reality, just a bunch of Fox News viewers are now going to hear this and think those dirty 9/11 truthers, they're now down there, supporting the mosque. When 9/11 truth was down there protesting with the victims' families and others saying, look, forget the mosque, the police, the firefighters, and others need medical care. The media keeps saying 900 have died. It was 1,500 in a congressional report, 2 years ago? It's well over 2,000 of the first responders have died, and major medical institutions have done the scans of their lungs. They're just full of asbestos and everything else, and they're dying, dead and dying. So that's a lower number out there that they've been using that's got to be 4 or 5 years old. And he goes on to claim that the Muslim scholar involved with the mosque is also a 9/11 truther. And he goes on to say that 9/11 truthers should be kept far away from Ground Zero. They should, quote, not be allowed within 10 miles of Ground Zero. So let's get this straight. A Supreme Court justice is saying they may ban burning Korans. You're not going to have that right, they're claiming, under the First Amendment. They're telling ABC News, Good Morning America, that. O'Reilly saying don't let 9/11 truthers, quote, within 10 miles of Ground Zero. And then we've got this report, which is even more out of control, more brazen, more insane. This is a PrisonPlanet.com article by Steve Watson. And I remember seeing this a couple months ago in this particular state in the mainstream news. And he has links to it in his article. I mean, again, I have trouble even believing this is happening, where Tea Parties groups have been denied permits, but now there's lawsuits filed and it's going to court. And they're telling them you're not allowed to go protest or even have a Constitution rally on Constitution Day because of your political affiliations, because Tea Parties are hate groups. Now, remember what was going on under Clinton and under Bush and now Obama. Every FBI report and training manual and state police training manuals and federal marshals SLAT training, the list goes on and on, says the main threat is gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, gun-owning veterans, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, people that want to get out of the Federal Reserve, people that want to get out of the UN. And it just came out yesterday that multiple states have got intelligence reports on mainline Tea Party groups and are listing them as terrorists. Because they say by protesting taxes, that will cut off money to the government, so they're a threat to the infrastructure. See, now, if you don't want higher taxes, the government says it's its own entity, separate from the people, and that is trying to cut off their blood supply, and so you're an enemy of the state. In fact, will you print that article again that I think it was Kurt did it yesterday, where the governor of that one state is apologizing for saying that anti-tax groups are terrorists. He was apologizing and saying it was wrong that the state had issued a report, to be technical. But here's the new report. Government bans Tea Party from celebrating U.S. Constitution. Local government representatives in an Ohio town have taken it upon themselves to prohibit a Tea Party celebration of the U.S. Constitution, which, of course, protects and guards those rights. prompting a lawsuit over restrictions on the First Amendment rights. And this is happening in multiple Ohio towns. This is just one case they're suing over. Members of the Andover Tea Party in Ohio have been informed that they cannot hold a public rally in the town square, Central Square, on Constitution Day, September 17th, because of the group's political affiliation. And remember, in all these states, the Tea Party is listed as terrorist. And the government wants to keep that secret, though. They're very upset that the public's finding out. The decision was taken by the township's trustees, and members of the Tea Party group were informed by letter that they would not be able to use the square for speakers and performances of patriotic songs. And we've seen case after case in Ohio where other towns and cities are saying, you can't march, you can't demonstrate. Now, again, the Macy's Day Parade, the St. Patrick's Day Parades, things like this where you take over, you know, many, many blocks for several hours for a parade, you've got to get a permit for that because the police have to come out and they have to block off the streets. But town squares were built for political functions. Town squares were paid for by the people. And if it's on a street corner or a town square, or on your own private property, we're now seeing cases where they claim you've got to get a permit, and then they deny that permit. But the courts have ruled over and over again, you don't have to get a permit to go out and demonstrate. Back in 2000, the state police lost a whole bunch of lawsuits. The first suit they lost, the Dallas Morning News reported, was a disabled rights group that would just go and protest across the street from the governor's mansion. And they came and arrested a whole bunch of people in wheelchairs. And I remember going and trying to demonstrate down there for other issues, for the Second Amendment and things like that, going back 15 years ago. The state police would come over and say, you're going to be arrested if you don't leave. You got to have a permit. And I explained, you can't issue a permit for me to be out here with, you know, 30, 40 people with a bullhorn. And I would tell them, you know, I'm going to have to sue you. I don't want to sue you personally, officer. Just don't violate my First Amendment. And they would back off. But they didn't do that with a lot of people, so they lost those famous lawsuits. And it's the same issue. But imagine the brazenness. I mean, this is naked corruption to tell these people over and over again, you can't, this isn't the first time in Ohio, you can't have a demonstration because we don't like your political views. And we're not going to put up with that. Township officials informed the residents that the speech at the Constitution Day rally would be a political nature and thus inappropriate for the public square. See, go back 60 years ago. From the founding of this nation and the Bill of Rights, First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the press, or the right to peaceably assemble for redress of grievances. It's the press. It's the rallies, it's religion. Congress shall make no law, and states can make no law as well because they're mirrors of that federal constitution. But what do they say? They told the churches in the last 60 years or so, the big mega denominations started the ball rolling, paid off by the Rockefeller Foundation and others with the World Council of Churches. They went into the big denomination leaders and said, look, we'll let you keep having your tax-exempt status, but now we've passed a law, but Congress shall make no law. Before, there was no law because they could make no law. Churches were not taxable because Congress could make no law. They had no jurisdiction. The federal government has no jurisdiction over religion because if they can do that, they can end the separation of church and state, and that means they can create a government-sponsored religion, whether it's humanism, environmentalism, communism, Islam, Christianity, Catholicism, Judaism, whatever the case is. See, the controlled left always uses Thomas Jefferson's letter about separation of church and state as he was quantifying what the First Amendment meant to say, oh, see, you can't have people being religious in America, or you can't have somebody praying at lunch in a public school, or you can't have somebody carry their Bible to school, or you know, we're allowed to come in and regulate your church. That's the opposite of what separation of church and state is. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Shall make no law. Just like Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms. The right of the people. The people. The people. That's us. not the army, the people, to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Doesn't get any more clear than that. Same thing here. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But in the last 60 years, starting in the 1950s, the big mega churches came in. They told all their little churches around the country that were part of their denominations and part of their seminary, you will now sign up for 501c3, which made you a charity, a charitable organization. The government created a new class and then tricked almost all the churches to get involved until now, if your church isn't 501c3 and you say, look, I'm not part of that, they come after your church with taxes and regulations, and they've even SWAT teamed them, you know, in famous cases, taking them over. The famous case with the big Baptist temple with thousands of members. So this is how they phase this in. They come in and they tell the churches, oh, just sign this form. And then now I've been given from local Baptist churches, you name it, the letters. They even give not just their pastors and deacons and Sunday school teachers, but they give the entire congregation letters saying, you will not talk about politics when we have church lunches or church brunches. You will not talk about politics in the pews or before church or in the parking lot. I have been given this by people that live in Austin. We've covered it here on air. And this is going on nationwide. And they come in and they tell them, you don't even talk about politics. Well, a preacher has a right under the First Amendment to say, we're against abortion. We're against this candidate because they're for abortion. That's their First Amendment as a private citizen and as a pastor. And it's your right in the pews of the church to have your free speech. That's how far this tyranny has gone. And then violating that separation of church and state, now we have the clergy response teams being trained to tell their flocks to submit to government. Romans 13, turn your guns in if you're told. So they've slowly, over time, phased this in. And now not only can people not have their own political views in the church or their views on any issue, I've seen articles where preachers speak out against local environmental land grabs and they get threats by the IRS. This is just like in China where you can have a church. It's just got to be government approved. We now have government approved religion in this country. Go back to in the last 60 plus years in New York City. Everybody can own guns. The government comes in and says, we're just going to have a permit, $5. Everybody can get one. Then they stop issuing the permits. They turn a right into a privilege. And now it's the same thing with demonstrating. I've seen articles like this in California and Texas and I mean, not just Ohio. We're not just picking on Ohio here. I've seen stories similar to this in places like Kentucky, where the police tell people you're not allowed to hand out Alex Jones films. They said in the court case with Kelly Rushing, this film criticizes the government and isn't respectful to police, so we're going to arrest you. I mean, think about how far we've gone. Compare us to Soviet Russia. Compare us to China. Now, we haven't gotten to the point where they're able to shut everybody down and intimidate everybody. And we've got such a history of liberty and freedom and free speech that folks aren't following all these attempted covert rules and regulations. But they're now really coming in pushing for this. So in the United States of America, all over the country, coast to coast, they lie and violate people's rights and say, if you want to have a demonstration at the town square or in front of the Capitol or on a street corner, you've got to get a permit. That's lie number one. That's prior restraint of a political event, political speech. But they blur the lines. You do need the permit if you're going to block streets. That's different. If you want a commercial Macy's parade, that's different. If you want to shut down everybody's commerce and get in the way of their rights to mobility. But they'll let any other group go to this town square and have their own political events. But because the Tea Party, because they don't like their political speech, and we've seen reports in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, specifically demonizing the Tea Party, internal police intelligence reports written by the federal government, who themselves got the material from the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, they're saying, well, we're going to selectively discriminate against you and say because you have a political nature to you and you want to sing patriotic songs and you want to celebrate the Constitution and what America is based on, the heart of this country, we are denying your permit. Think about that. And now the FCC says, oh, yes, as part of cybersecurity, we're going to not just regulate terrestrial radio and TV and cable. We're going to start regulating the Internet and what you can say. And we're going to have regional boards of government-appointed citizens who speak for the citizens, really speak for the globalist, who will then file complaints on private citizens who have news blogs or radio shows, like a bar grievance against a lawyer. And then that board will then go to the FCC and recommend cash sanctions against you. And what is the FCC saying? Their diversity czar says if you criticize Obama, if you say something they think isn't true about Obama, you're going to be fined or you'll be arrested. What does Cass Sunstein say? The same thing. I mean, we have to realize how dictatorial and oppressive and criminal these people are. They're in our country telling us we can't rally, telling us what our churches can say. And it's incredible. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
A few more of some of the recent news articles. Here's one from yesterday where they're demonizing anybody that criticizes the out-of-control taxation in this country. And the government is saying, the federal government wrote this report, it was issued to Pennsylvania law enforcement, that if you are against higher taxes, that's basically terrorism because it could cut the government's money off. And remember what that clergy response team newscast out of New Orleans stated a few years ago. weighing the government's needs against those of the people and dealing with the government's biggest enemy, biggest threat, the people. See, this is openly taught to law enforcement, openly taught to bureaucrats. So now they're just out in the open going, yes, you're the enemy. You are the American people. If you try to demonstrate, you try to protest, we're like Romania with Ceausescu. That's evil. And you need to be watched. In fact, I have another report where people that are protesting are being put on list. And they want you to know this now. They want you to be scared and shut up. They're open bullies doing this. And they're trying to sell the idea to police and the military that they're training with police that this is all normal. But the military and police are really starting to wake up. They're going, wait a minute. But here's the headline. Pennsylvania Homeland Security puts anti-tax protesters on list of terror threats. And it goes over all of that. Here's another one. DOJ demonizes constitutionalists as extremist criminals. These reports are just pouring out. The government has accelerated these reports. They're not backing off. They're intensifying what they're doing. We're not going to let you burn the Koran, the Supreme Court justice says. We're not going to let you protest within 10 miles of Ground Zero for 9/11 Truth. We're not going to let you have a Tea Party demonstration for the Constitution. We're going to put you on list if you want to cut taxes. You don't have a right as a citizen to have free speech. You're not part of this government. The government sees you as the number one enemy because it's not a real government. It's a bunch of crooks. Here's another headline. Shooter terrorizes campus during mock drill. This just came out of WPSD Local News 6 in Kentucky. I see these reports about every week, including in elementary schools, not just colleges, where they'll have unannounced drills with police dressed as militias who come in and terrorize the children. And the children literally wet themselves, are traumatized, and they tell them under federal guidelines, we are the militia, we are the pro-gun group, we are, what was the exact name of one group in the drill in Michigan, AP reported, we are homeschoolers against public education, and we're going to kill you. And then they blew a bus up in the parking lot with a firebomb. They took the kids out in the parking lot in elementary school. They said, what's happening? They set a bus on fire and then had men in camo say, we're homeschoolers. We're going to get you. Here it is, unannounced, same day. You cannot make this up. They're turning the entire country into a giant re-education camp. These children will be traumatized against homeschoolers and the Second Amendment for the rest of their lives. I said I'd get into eugenics. Let's go ahead and get Monckton on right now. I want to go right to him as soon as the next hour starts. I briefly want to spend a minute and a half here on how we fund our operation, but more importantly, it's how we wake people up. By the Obama deception for 1995, the pivotal film to wake up conservatives and liberals and shatter the left-right paradigm and expose the bankers that run this country, and you get a free $24.95 value, free American Conspiracies with Jesse Ventura. I mean, it just covers everything. This book is so excellent. Get it free. We're going to sell out of these quickly, so take advantage of it now because this deal will be gone in the very near future. It covers John Wilkes Booth, the big money plot to overthrow FDR, the Nazi plan, the Kennedy assassination, the assassination of Malcolm X, the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King, the assassination of Robert Kennedy, Watergate revisited, CIA war against Nixon, the Jonestown massacre, October surprise, the first stolen election, your government dealing drugs, the stolen election of 2004. It goes, what really happened on 9/11, the Wall Street conspiracy, the secret plans to end American freedom. It's all available free at InfoWars.com when you get Obama.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.